I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is Walking in the Light, and our scripture is from 1 John chapter 1. Have you ever stumbled through a dark room, hoping not to trip over something unseen? Darkness disorients us, but when the light comes on, suddenly things make sense. 1 John chapter 1 is a call to step out of the shadows and into the light of Jesus. The Apostle John is writing not just as a teacher, but as a witness. He heard, he saw, he touched the word of life. All right, let's get into point one. Jesus is real, and he is life. 1 John 1 through 2. John opens with a bold statement, a bold claim. He says, that which was from the beginning, the word of life. This echoes Genesis and John 1. He's reminding us that Jesus is eternal, yet also fully revealed to us in a human form. Christianity is not based on a myth, but on a person. Jesus can be known, followed, and experienced. Faith isn't blind. It's grounded in the reality of Christ's incarnation. That leads us to point two, fellowship with God and each other. 1 John 1, 3, and 4, John says his goal in writing is that we may have fellowship with God and one another. True Christian fellowship isn't just potlucks and Sunday greetings. It's a shared life, shared spirit, shared purpose. And the result? Well, joy, complete joy. Our connection with God creates connection with people. Moving on to three, God is light. 1 John 1, 5. John gives us core truth. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. Light reveals, light purifies, light guides. To walk with God means living in honesty, transparency, and truth. There is no room for hidden sin or double life in the presence of God. Walking with God means we stop hiding and start living openly. Point four, walking in the light. 1 John 1, 6 through 7. To walk in the light is not to be perfect. It's to be real. It means confessing sin instead of covering it. It means choosing truth over deception, humility over hypocrisy. When we walk in the light, the blood of Jesus continually cleanses us. The path of life is the path of grace. Point five. Yeah, 5 points this week. Confession and cleaning. 1 John 1, 8 through 10. John ends this chapter with a strong warning and hopeful promise. If we claim we do not sin, we deceive ourselves. But if we confess, he is faithful and just to forgive. Confession is not a punishment. It's a privilege. It's how we keep our relationship with God clear and open. God doesn't want perfection. He wants honesty. Let's wrap this up. 1 John 1 calls us to step out of the shadows and into the light of Christ. The light brings truth, fellowship, forgiveness, and joy. The Christian life isn't about pretending to be sinless. It's about being open before a Savior who is sinless and purifies us day by day. So, are you walking in the light today or in the shadows you've been hiding? Step into the light. Jesus is already there with grace and ready for you. Well, I'm the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.